Kalim Perkut Ches Mishnah Aleph. Perkut Zayin dealt with midois, with measuring, with different measurements. Here, the Mishnah also is in Hilchis measurements, but it's a different halacha. We'll go back to a musig that we introduced in Perkut Hezvov, which is called Kli Abob Mido. Since the Torah says that Kli Eitz or Etzem is only Mekabel Tumah if it's Dumi Desak, is a drush that we've gone back to many times. It has to be Dova Metalpul Mole Virekon. Kli Abob Mido means that it's not Metalpul. It means when it's full, it would be impossible to schlep. Chazal or Mishayah that the shear of that is the shear of 3 cubic amos, which is called the size of a person, which Chazal or Mishayah Lagabi Mikvah, 3 amos tall and 1 amos wide. Or you could do the other way. So 3 square amos, which lemaisa comes out to be a kli hamachzik arboim so belach shehem kurayim biyovish. That's the shear that we had back in Perek Tezvov. So hashido, which is one of the kelim that's discussed in Perek Tezvov, because it's mamish oimid lakach, it's a big closet. Beishamay oimim imdendes mibifnim. The way to measure this halacha, the etzem halacha is a davar muskim. The way to measure it, take a tape measure and measure it inside. You have to measure it with the walls of the closet itself. The machlek is a very sensible machlek. Beis Shammai is talking about the kli bifnim because that's the moedid of the teichin. The shear is brought down by Chazal. It's a shear in halacha l'moshe v'sinai. The Chazal are moedid in that measurement, and that measurement is the contents of the oren. Beis Hillel says a very practical thing of tzirik. Beis Hillel says l'maisa, we're talking over here about a dover she'enim mitalpul machmas koivdoi. Machmas koivdoi, of course, the etzem closet goes into the measurement. By the way, we said before, take out a tape measure. L'maisa, what's brought down b'divrei Chazal, if I should bring it over here, is to measure it in terms of how much content it has. In terms of how much content, lach, you're going to have to fill up the inside of the shido. So according to Beshama, that should be easy enough. According to Beshama, how are you going to figure out what's arboim so b'midas olach, koilel the walls of the closet themselves? You're going to have to put the closet in another closet and see how much spillage there is from there. That's some that they speak up. L'chay, it should be easy enough to do with a tape measure. Al koponim, that seems to be the makhlekes, and l'chay, Beshamai can make a compelling point. If we're talking about weight of wood is never uniform. There are heavier types of wood, denser types of wood, and less dense types of wood. So l'chay, there would be a mokim to say that maybe you have to chesh with that of course you don't chesh with. Elamai, it's a midah. It's a midah. Alokha Moshe Messina, kachu b'chol midah satayro. And then memel, it's not kill the walls of the shita. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. Moidim elu vo'elu, the Mishnah says, shein oivi haraglayim vo'ivi elizbizim nimdud. Think about it. In a closet, the closet very often stands on legs. There are pieces of wood sticking out of the bottom. Lizbizin are the sides, the rims that stick out over. Picture a closet, like a big toy chest. There's edges of the wood that stick out. That's not bechlal the content. And it's not even bechlal the walls of where the content is. It's just a piece of wood that stick out. So that's bechlal. So that the Mishnah says that's partial than not. Rabbi Yossi Oimem, Moidim, he means Beisil is Moidim. Sho'ivi horaglayim vo'ivi, Lizbizin nimdad. Rabbi Yezzi says, no, that was the shear of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yezzi says that the Oivi Araglaim and Oivi Lizbzin are Yebechlal. That's Bechlal, the chest itself. However, there is a Hoido. Rabbi Yezzi had one also. Ubenehem, the ear space that's between the legs, that's not part of the closet itself. You're right, that when you fit the closet into a room, you have to cheshbin. If you're designing your room, you have to cheshbin also the legs of the closet. There's ear space, but that's not part of the closet. So that, Avada, if the legs were off the ground, the tefach was an appreciable amount. Because that's already, that avir of a tefach is already a makom kashuv. We have other places where pesach tefach is called a defined mokoim. We have other places where mokoim is more than a tefach, but we'll just borrow the term from Maseches Oilus, primarily that Pesach Tefach is called ear space, which is significant. So Chazal is shy over here that that type of ear space ain't benem nimdat vim lav, if it's sitting close to the ground, even though it's on legs, those legs, the ear space also is benem nimdat. So he's more machmer. This is all in Shita Spesil, according to Beis Shammai. You're measuring the content of the closet. You're not measuring the closet itself. The word moidim in Rabbi Yossi is a little bit misleading. L'chair, what Rabbi Yossi is saying is only shaykh to Beis Hillel. You have to say moidim means that there's no machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel v'chiyah gam. And that's also called moidim. Even though Avada Beis Shammai is not moided to this halacha. A few auras. The nusach that we used before to explain that according to Beis Shammai, we're dealing with a shear. We're not dealing with the weight of the closet. Chazanish is the one who explains it this way, that shiur kach nemru shiurim, it doesn't make a difference, the practical. The fact that we explain the shiur in terms of practically, when it's ene dover metaltul, doesn't take away from the fact that Chazal understood that this is a shiur, and a shiur is absolute. The problem is that the Rambam, we discussed this in Perek Tezvov, is that the Rambam in Kelim, Perek Gimel, has besides for clay, Kelim Abba Mido, which is a totally in size, is a kli ha'osir lenachas. Kli ha'osir lenachas means something that you put in one place, like a closet, you don't move around. Not a big toy chest you move from place to place, it's something you put in the corner of the room, and it is there. It's kli ha'osir lenachas. The Rambam holds that halacha as well. So l'chayra, if the shear of our boim saw is the general shear mishkal that a person doesn't move a kli, then l'chayra zichi, you have to count the weight of the kli itself. That's what will determine that you generally don't move it from place to place. This needs a little bit more work, according to Rambam. Other shanim hold not that way. Kli abba b'mida, kli abba b'nachas is an aspect of defining what the halacha of kli abba b'mida is, but it's an absolute shear. That's one point. Another point that's worth mentioning over here, it's not a gishmaki idea, even though it's not totally in really in our Mishnah, is that there's a shaila, we're talking about a hafka on Torah's kli when it's kli abba b'mida. The shaila is, do you need that Torah's kli for Tumas Medris? It seems that it's machlok to shoinim in Shabbos Daf Pei Gimel, Tosfos Rashi, that a kli habo b'mido is mafkir from the regular shem Torah's kli, but Medris it could have. Why? Because it's made of kli eitz, and the same way Tumas Medris, the marshal, is a flat thing that's roid l'shkiva, doesn't have to have the regular criteria of kli kibo pshute kli eitz, if it's Miyuchad L'Shchiva, is Tomei Tumas Medrash. So the same thing Kli Eitz, which is very heavy and it's in its place. If it was a bed frame, so then would have a shame Kli, even though it doesn't have a clay kibbutz. So it's Tomei Tumas Medrash, even though it's not a Dovah Metaltel. That's according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, it sounds not that way. The way the Rishonim explain Rashi is that Pshutei Kli Eitz is a Bazundere Chiddush. But besides for that, still needs the Teres Kli. Even Tumas Medrash needs a regular Teres Kli. And doesn't have a Teres Kli. It's a Kli Abba B'mida. Now to Mishnah Beis. Muchni Shalo. This is the wheels that the closet is transported on top. Bizmanchi Nishmetes. If it's something that you could pull off, it's not attached to the Shido. Ena Chiburlo. It's considered just something that helps you transport the shita. It's not part of the shita. And mele, it's not mekabel tuma with it. First of all, it's not mitstarif to the shir v'klei abo b'mido. Ve'enim atzel esima boyo lameis. Which means like this. One of the halachas, in the santa halachas of a nozer, theoretically, if you'd want to put somebody in a beis hakvoris, that he shouldn't be mekabel tuma, you could wrap him up in a shita. You could put him in a big shita. That's Max Gyosime Aboim, so and wheel him into a basic verse. And the reason why it would be Matzel is because even though Tumah is Oila from the ground, but if he's in a Kli, the Kli is Mafsik, as long as it has a Pesach Tefach, it's a Mokim Bifnei Atzmoy, because it's a Kli. Now, a regular Kli is Makabal Tumah, it's not Choytzit. But over here, you're talking about a Kli, which is not Makabal Tumah. So a Shida, which is not Makabal Tumah, because it's Max Gyosime Aboim, so will be matzel me'oyom eis. It itself is not mekabel tumah. It's also mafsek u'mahil that the person is not exposed to the tumah. That being said, the muchni, like we just said, is since it's yochel ha'sira, it's nishmetes, It's not part of the shida. It's mekabel tumah b'fnei atzmeh. If it's mekabel tumah b'fnei atzmeh, because it does have a shem kli, so then it's not a davar hachoyt, it's fnei atumah, because it's a regular kli, a mekabel tumah. That's what it means over here, that ain't a matzelos. Ven goyri noise b'shabbos b'zman sheyesh b'soicha mois. It's a completely different halacha. This is what we call a basis l'davar ha'asa. If money is on the muchni, since it's considered a kli bifnei atzma, the kli bifnei atzma becomes a basis l'davar ha'asa. If you put money on a small night table, you then can't move the night table around. If by ben hashmoshes, the beginning of Shabbos, it's toffel to the money that's on it, it becomes bottle to the money, it itself becomes muktzah. A small table that you have a leichter on, that type of halacha, that's where it's nagin halacha l'maisa. Tools, v'chadoyme. So the same thing is true. If you had money on a muchni, the muchni itself becomes Masha'en ken, if you couldn't take it off and the muchni would be part of the shida, so then you didn't put money on the shida, so then the fact that it's on the muchni doesn't turn it into a basel sadava also. V'meino nishmetes, chibur lo, it's considered part of the shida and it's not mekabel tumah. V'nimded esimo, it's mitstarif to the shida l'shiyah bo'im so. Now, the wheels are not the content of the closet. So we're going lefi the shita of Rabbi Yossi before. According to the Tanagama, that the raglayim of the shita are not bechlal the shia, so rather the wheels that make it transportable are not bechlal either. Umatzela sima boyolameis, it's part of the closet, the middle, it's not a kabal tumo. The goyin oisi b'shabbos, avapi shiesh b'sechamois, even though the wheels have money on them, they are not a basis l'davar ha'asa because the muchni is part of the shida and the shida itself is not a basis l'davar ha'asa. The Mishnah continues, ha'kamroin shalo. Kamroin, it seems from the Mefarshim, is some type of covering that they made on top of the wagon. Picture if you had an open baby carriage, so you have a covering. This was some type of oval, like a rounded cover. I guess that things, if you wanted to have the shida outside in the corner of your yard, things inside wouldn't get wet. So the kamroin, its halacha is as follows. Bizman shu kavua chibolo, if it's kavua in the shida and it's part of it and it doesn't come on and off, it's part of the cleave. Nimdir imo, and it's part of the shida legabe, measuring that boim so. V'im eino kavua, if it comes on and off, eino chibolo v'eino nimdir imo, which is really the same thing as we said before. Ketzad moidid dinoisoi, how do you measure the ear space of the shita when the kamroin is not mechase kula? That's what the Mefarshim explain. That means what happens if it's part of it? It's nimder imo, but it's not as simple as just measuring the whole thing. Rosh tor, the word tor over here is interesting. We have it more in say the zroim. The word tor literally means something that had a shape of a triangle, which is a taksh shalisha, pasuk and shirshim. Toirei zov nasalachim nekudas hakosev. So toirei zov means it had a triangle shape. Because of that, triangles are referred to very often by Lashon Chazal, tor. And anything that's on an angle, like the angle of a triangle, which is not like a box, which goes on a right angle, is called a rosh tor. You have it in klayim, you have it in sukkah. So in order to measure the ear space of the shita, you have to make a line on an angle from the top of the kamroin, this cover, until the top of the closet itself. And anything that's under that line is considered from the avir hashita. Reb Yehuda adds another kvetch. If he says Reb Yehuda, it means the Tanakama doesn't hold that way, even though the Tanakama of the first part of the mission didn't address this. This means, the way the Rav explains it, that the shida needs the kamroin to steady it, otherwise it's gonna fall over. The kamroin is what gives it a steadiness, so you can't look at that as a kli. It's tahoira, even though we're talking about a shida that's not machzak zaboim, so it should have a teres kli, but since it could fall over, it's not considered having a proper kli kibul, and then it's like pshutei kli eitz, it's not makabel tumah. It's a chiddush, even though the design of the shida is as having a clay kibul, but since it can't independently function as a clay kibul because it's going to fall over, so it doesn't have a shame of a clay kibul. Mufarshim add, which L'chayi Davar Pashut, Vesuel and others, comes from the Rash, that we're talking over here about the Kamroin, which comes on and off. If it was part of the Shida, it's permanently part of the Shida, so okay, that's Maimed the Shida. We're talking about a Kamroin, which the closet itself is very flimsy. You take a Kamroin, when you want to use it, you take a Kamroin from someplace else, that type of piece of wood, and you steady the Shida with it. That defines it as just having a temporary clay kibble, not really a clay kibble. That's not makabel tuma. Kanir the tanakam is chaylik on that. And we'll just point out a few points. Muchni is a term that you have a lot in Hilchas Mukta. You see already how it comes in Lagabi Bosses. The taicha muchni we said when we read the Mishnah means wheels on which the thing is transportable. This is what Rashi says in Shabbos Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. L'maisa the Ravid and Hasogis in Perikim with Hilchas Kelim says, then you have a basic problem. If it's on wheels, then it's also the taltal. Our whole definition of the Shida, it's any also the taltal. Why not? It's on wheels. So what you're going to have to say is that the shear is a shear, and it doesn't make a difference now that practically it's also the taltal. The kli itself is something that kishalatzma is any also the taltal. We pointed out in Mishnah Aleph that the Rambam holds kli also the taltal is a definition by itself. Lamaisa, when you look at the Rambam, it also has the term muchni in Legabi Kochum, in Beis HaMikdosh, in Peg Beis, in Beis HaBechira, Mukhni doesn't mean, the word Mukhni Pashut doesn't mean wheels. It means there's something around the Kior, in the Chotz of the Beis HaMikdosh, also had a Mukhni, and over there it doesn't mean wheels, it means a base. So, Memele, according to that, you won't have this R. Mishnah's Taharis also brings ideas over here, Legabi, the Sugya Mukhtza, that comes in over there, Chagab. There's a few horas to point out. One hora is that it sounds like the difference between Nishmetes and Enin Nishmetes, in the Resh and the Sefer, is if the Mukhni is a permanent part of the Shida, so then the money doesn't turn, the Mois does not turn the Mukhni into a Basel Dover Osor. It's only if it's not permanent, so we look at the Mukhni as a Klib of Nas, and then it becomes a Basel Dover Osor. The Shaila is that Vinishvi, the Mukhni, is there to service as a base, as wheels, to hold up the Kli itself. So let's say the Mois is on it. Let it be that the Mukhni is a Bosis Ledover also, the Mois, and a Bosis Ledover Heter as well, the Shida. And when something is a Bosis Ledover also, Vidover Hamutter, then it doesn't become a Bosis Ledover also, as long as it's equal Chashivas, which is the same halacha, as if somebody wants to make that a table that has a leichter on it shouldn't become mukta. So what you do is you put something else valuable on the table. Some have the meaning to put chalas on the table when you tzind licht. This way it doesn't become a basel davos. Because it's tzarchi Shabbos, or a woman could put her diamond ring on. This way it doesn't become ben hashmoshes, a basel davos. So why wouldn't that be true over here? So basically there's a Rashba in Perek Neutel, which is where the sugis of Tiltel menatzad, if something's not a boss, is being dumping it off. And you'll have to say that the mois is a davar choshev, the boss is not so clear. L'maisel is among Avram, the Simon Shin Yud Narechaim, which is where these halachas are, that says that enachanami, l'gabi the mukhni itself, is not enough kamina. You're going to have to learn over here that the mukhni itself becomes mukhtzev v'nishvid, and nafkamina is only l'gabi the shida. If it's not clear. Okay, that's just a few horrors. That is Isaac.